Nolte, police union demands J. Jones drop out after claim he wants more dead cops. By John Nolte on October 7, 2025. Virginia's Democrat candidate for Attorney General, J. Jones, reportedly said it would be a good thing if more police officers died. After this latest revelation, Virginia's Fraternal Order of Police called on Jones to withdraw from the race. "We support everyone's right to respectful and peaceful discussions with a political figure. However, calling for any type of violence is unacceptable," the statement said, adding, "We have seen what this type of rhetoric has caused in other parts of the country. The men and women of law enforcement work tirelessly to combat the violence you wished on a fellow Virginian and his family." Therefore, the statement concluded, "The members of the Virginia Fraternal Order of Police believe that you, J. Jones, are unfit for the office of Attorney General of Virginia. It is time you hold yourself accountable for these actions and withdraw from the Attorney General race immediately." During a Monday interview with Virginia Scope, Republican State Delegate Carrie Coiner said during a 2020 phone call discussion about qualified immunity for police officers, Jones told her, "Well, maybe if a few of them died, that they would move on, not shooting people, not killing people." When Jones was a Virginia House delegate, he sponsored a bill that would end qualified immunity for law enforcement officers. Jones claims he never said any such thing. "I did not say this," Jones said in a statement to Virginia Scope. "I have never believed and do not believe that any harm should come to law enforcement, period. Every single day, police officers put their lives on the line to protect our communities, and I am deeply grateful for their service and sacrifice. As Attorney General, I will work hand in hand with law enforcement to support their work." Coiner is also the lawmaker who received the sociopathic texts from Jones in 2022 as he gleefully fantasized about shooting Virginia's Republican House Speaker, Todd Gilbert, twice in the head. Jones went even further, saying that if Gilbert's wife were forced to watch her small children die, this might bring about the policy changes Jones desires. Does anyone doubt that Jones said this about police officers? Does anyone doubt that this is what most Democrats believe? Nothing has changed since Democrats launched the Civil War to hold on to their slaves. When Democrats lose, they become dangerous and violent. Their hate for anyone not like them, for anyone who does not pledge their fealty to the left-wing cause, consumes them and turns them into political terrorists, or those who champion the terrorists, or those who are perfectly happy to share a political party with terrorists. Look at the assassination of Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk. The man accused of the murder is a leftist in some bizarre sexual relationship with a furry transsexual. After the assassination, you had countless thousands of Democrats celebrating the assassination. During this sick celebration, Democrats and their allies in the corporate media either defended the celebrants or pretended they didn't exist. Currently, after 10 years of unrelenting violence and corporate media affection, Antifa is waging a hot war, complete with violence, against federal ICE officers. The response from Democrats and the corporate media is to 1. Blame ICE for inciting the violence by enforcing the law, 2. Ignore the violence, and 3. Claim Antifa doesn't exist. These people are sociopaths, a physical danger to all of us. And one can only imagine what would happen if one of them became the chief prosecutor for the state of Virginia. Thus far, not a single elected Democrat has called on Jones to withdraw from the race. Thus far, almost all of the corporate media are ignoring the Joneses scandal. The same media that bullied a rodeo clown out of a career for wearing an Obama mask. The same media that bullied Todd Akin out of a U.S. Senate race over a stupid comment about abortion. To Democrats in the legacy media, all Jones has done in wishing to see small children killed in pursuit of the cause is to prove how loyal he is to the cause. Yes, Democrats like J. Jones more now. Democrats and their media allies want this violence. Power is all they care about. If violence is the only way to achieve power, so be it. That's why a man who set out to assassinate a Supreme Court justice received only 8 years in prison. That's why they deny the existence of the Democrat Party's brown shirts in Antifa. The same brown shirts who are currently terrorizing Chicago, Portland, and Seattle with the blessing of the Democrats who run those cities and states. That's why they were so gleeful over Charlie Kirk's brutal murder. And that's why they want to disarm us. Trust me, it is only going to get worse. They want us dead. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.